Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
So is there anything you can do, to bridge the divide between those minorities who truly believe that you're racist, or that racism is there, or that the system is designed against them, and that inequality will be satisfied if we just change a few laws? Is there anything you can do? Now, there's a reason why I'm putting it that way. Welcome to Political Coffee. I'm your host, Jeff Krupp. It's great to be with you on another gorgeous late spring, early summer day, in spite of the unrest. There's a lot of talk to talk about here, but you know, and I'll tell you why I've dived into that particular subject today. But also I want to tell with you, Kate gives up the game, folks. She gave it up in her defiant remarks going after Trump. You know, she doesn't like being embarrassed, and she got embarrassed twice in like about 2 days. Also, there's an interesting idea. You know, it's on the Oregon Catalyst, OregonCatalyst.com, or you can see it at OregonWatchdog.com. Should we pay $450 from the federal treasury, which means we're borrowing the money, should we pay $450 as a bonus to people who actually go back to work? Or should we do a little tough love and just cut them off? What do you think? By the way, speaking of our lovely governess, Kate Brown has another computer disaster. Actually, it's a phone system disaster. The DMV phone system scrapped after 1 day because it's the same system. Some genius at the DMV thought, hey, since the phone system for the employment department is working so well, let's use that one. And they did. And it immediately crashed. Because for some reason, the brain trust at the DMV isn't any brighter than the brain trust that works for Kate Brown at the Department of Unemployment, who can't seem to be able to find solutions that apparently a whole lot of other states have with their phone systems. It's called contracting out with a private company who can stand it up for you in a matter of hours. No, the DMV bright people over there said, hey, let's use that phone system. It's working so well. I'm sorry if that's a little sarcastic, but I don't, you know, look, friends, I am a fifth generation Oregon farmer. And I can tell you, I got to live my life as a farmer by common sense. There is no common sense in a decision that says, hey, let's use the same system that is not working for the unemployment department. Yes, I'm going to keep calling it the unemployment department because that's what these people are. Their department of keeping people unemployed and unreimbursed for their by law guaranteed employment benefits, unemployment benefits. They are the unemployment department. I'm just stunned. I guess I shouldn't be, but I am. These people have no common sense. You have to live your life by common sense. Now, you know, this show is about the whole concept of you being able to change your world and change it by persuading others. So, is that what we do? Is this a persuasive way of doing things? To say to people, to get them to start thinking, like, wouldn't common sense dictate that the DMV use a different phone system than the same one that has failed so miserably, the Department of Unemployment? Now, you want to start a conversation with somebody? It's one of the ways you can do it. You know, this isn't rocket science, folks. If I can do it, you can do it. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What do I mean by that? 503-589-1220. I'll tell you. I'm nothing special, folks. I'm just an average guy who decided to get involved in politics at an early age and stayed involved throughout my life until it became time and the opportunity arose that I could run for the House of Representatives. I did. I got elected. I served 8 years. And then I left and got out of there. I'm still very much involved in politics. I'm just an average guy. I'm not an incredibly deep thinker. I'm not an original thinker, although I do it sometimes. There are some people that I know that I think are original thinkers. I'm not one of them. But I still have opinions, and I still get and understand human nature. And I got to tell you, friends, I don't know everything. But I've learned a little bit in my 61 years of living, and I will tell you that some things got to change for everybody. Now, I also want to share with you, did you see the story, by the way, about the bust-in protesters in Klamath Falls and how they were within minutes were outnumbered by citizens showing up with guns? And the cops, they knew it was happening. They had intel that it was going to happen. I'm sure the word got out, as it should. Now, Mark Levin yesterday, if you were listening in the afternoon, Mark Levin talked about how he worries that soon people of America are going to get fed up with this business. The president made an extremely strong statement, which I absolutely agreed with in every word. And then it was pretty profound to watch him walk across the street after the cops had cleared the street in front of the White House with his Bible and go stand there and make a statement. Oh, I know the left is criticizing him, but you know what? It wouldn't matter what Donald Trump does. He can sneeze and they criticize him. He walked across the street to the burnt out church that the rioters burnt, or at least partially burnt out church. And he held up his Bible to make a statement. Now, I want you to go back to what I said yesterday. If you were listening to the show, I teased you through the show, and then at the end of the show, I told you what I think the outcome of all of this is. Based on the observations of many people who study sociology, and in fact, have written research papers about it, when you have violent protests, people gravitate in their minds towards self-preservation, folks. Just look at the pictures of the protesters. When the cops start, you know, showering them with tear gas and flashbang grenades, or the pictures of the shop owners shooting at people. It's all over the internet. It's all over the Twitter. You can't miss it. The looters go running for cover. Why? It's human nature. Even a fifth-generation farmer like me, who's not an original thinker, but a guy who can understand human nature, I get it, self-preservation. So when you have a governor like Kate Brown. The story was revealed yesterday, as you know, and it's on the show plan. You'll see it all on my Facebook page. When it's revealed in the Willamette Week article that Ted Wheeler asked the governor three times Sunday for National Guard troops, she refused. And it was only after the U.S. attorney and Ted Wheeler come out and embarrass her by saying, and the U.S. attorney, quote, "We need leadership now," that she allowed 50 National Guardsmen to assist quietly behind the scenes. Oh, and they had to be unarmed. Folks, Kate Brown angrily denounced Donald Trump in her news conference, announcing this yesterday. She gave up the game. By doing that, she revealed her reasons why she's doing what she's doing. She is resisting Trump at all cost, including the cost of you being hurt or people around you being hurt physically. And this is why Mark Levin's point was so powerful yesterday. We care about our personal safety, as we should. It's our human right to defend ourselves and our families. Did you see the sheriff in Polk County, Florida? He had intel that the protesters, the rioters were coming. Did you see what he said? He said, "You might as well stay away because people in Polk County have guns. I want them to have guns. And they're going to defend themselves in their homes. And if you attack them in their homes, I hope they blow you out the back door." Now, is that the right approach? Or is it the Kate Brown approach? Let's be nice and kind to the rioters. The protesters. In hopes that we can placate them. And it gets me back to the question today. Is there anything you can do? What can you do to try to bridge this divide that was exposed so powerfully on Rush Limbaugh's show yesterday as he was talking with the Breakfast Club out of New York City, syndicated morning show by leftist black Democrats who believe that they are victims? Is there anything you can do to bridge that divide? Because they believe it, and they're fomenting it every day on their show. They are fomenting victimhood theology, and it has been and continues to be preached from pulpits, sadly, and broadcast on the airwaves. So what do you think? Is there anything you can do? We'd love to hear from you. 503-589-1220. Back in a moment at 620.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. It's great to have you with us. We're going to go to the phones in a momento because I've got a couple of special people on the line that I want to talk to, including Pastor Jim Moore, Salem House of Prayer. But I want to, first of all, share with you that Ames Paint Company in Salem, they're good friends of mine. They're hiring. You know why? Because they make the finest waterproof coatings in the world. And because they do, they're growing. They've got an opening for a batch maker in their manufacturing plant. And they'll help train the right person. The job includes using equipment to mix or blend paints and chemicals, and it has to be exactly according to the specifications. Now, the skills that are needed, well, it's some math. More importantly, attention to detail and being able to read. You also have to be able to lift about 70 pounds. You want to be safety-minded always. And having a little forklift experience is a plus. They give preference to U.S. veterans. They will background check you. They will drug and skills test you. They offer a great competitive wage and an excellent benefit package. And you're just working Monday through Friday. If you're interested, email a resume to admin@aimsresearch.com. admin@aimsresearch.com or call 503-588-7000. 503-588-7000. I'm going to start first with my friend, Pastor Jim Moore, Salem House of Prayer. Pastor, good morning. How are you today?
I am well, Jeff. Good morning to you.
So, what do you think? Is there anything that individual Oregonians can do to try to bridge this divide between minority groups who truly believe that the system is tilted against them?
Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, philosophically, people come to believe certain things because of a combination of life experiences and what they've been taught and what's been passed on to them. I think that racism is similar to victimhood in the sense that history and personal experience and teaching and attitudes passed down to you from parents and friends and so on, the environment that you're raised in, contributes to all those things. And, of course, I'm a pastor. I'm a believer in Jesus, been for many, many years. And what I have seen changes people the most is when they begin to get a biblical view of the way God sees humanity. Even injustices done to you, your focus changes. I mean, you still want justice to happen to you, but you don't see yourself as a victim anymore. You see yourself as someone who wants to right the wrongs and to bring about change. So I believe that God, you know, sits on the throne, and he is able to make changes in the human heart. And then, of course, we have to act. And I think that has a lot to do with just dialogue and being able to talk. Sometimes people just don't want to talk, and they don't really want to see, you know, both sides of the story. So I think a lot of it begins with prayer, begins with going before God's throne, asking him to help, and then being able to talk to one another and not just throwing down the gauntlet and saying, I'm right and you're wrong.
Oh, I think that's right on the button. You know, unless we have that dialogue, you know, and that's why the theme of the show is about thinking about things that are persuasive to help persuade the persuadable. Now, if someone's not persuadable, then okay, then I as a human being am going to ignore trying to waste my time persuading them. But I think you've hit on something important. You know, this governor is not pro-Christian. This governor is not pro-liberty in any way.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know what? I need to pray for her. And just like other people that have believed this, what I think is a lie, that the whole system is tilted against them. When I was listening to Rush Limbaugh yesterday talk to those three black people on the Breakfast Club, that's what came through constantly to me. These people really believe what they believe.
Yeah,
and I can't persuade them, Pastor. All I can do is pray that their eyes will be opened, their hearts will be opened.
Yeah, Jesus made a really startling statement once that is easily to be misunderstood, but he said, don't cast your pearl before swine. And he wasn't necessarily calling people swine, but what he was saying is that there comes a point where someone's mindset and their feelings and so on are so, concrete that it's really difficult. You have to wait until there's an openness and an ability. And again, that's where prayer comes in. And I did a little Facebook post yesterday and talked about this concept of, you know, racism and victimism and all of these things are really issues of the heart. They're based in reality and things that happen for sure. And we don't want to minimize like the situation with George Floyd. We don't want to minimize the, you know, how horrendous it is and so on, but at the same time, there are hard issues involved, you know, that have to be addressed. And you mentioned Kate Brown, and I think that's a great example. Here we have a leader in our state who is very much pro-liberal, anti-Christian. And, you know, I just really believe it's time for her to go.
Pastor, very, very quickly, we have just a few seconds left.
Yeah,
we have another prayer event coming, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to say is I long to see the praying church in the state of Oregon come together. We've got actually a number of events that are happening in the capital city, and I love the fact that they happen in the capital city, because what happens, it's like what happens in Washington, D.C. affects the nation. What happens in Salem affects the state. And so, yeah, I would love to see people come out to that.
June 14th, I'm going to be there along with Pastor Jim Moore on the steps of the Capitol building Sunday evening, June 14th, 5 to 7. Oregon churches unite. We need unity now more than anything. Pastor, thanks for joining us. Be safe out there. I'll be back to the rest of you phone callers in a moment. It's 6:30. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break.
Life is good, wild and sweet. Let the music play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, night, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We're back. It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Hey, Tim, hang on, because I got to go to Art first. Art, good morning. What do you have to say today? And thanks for hanging over through the bottom of the hour break.
Hey, Jeff, you betcha. Boy, let me tell you, I'm just disgusted, Jeff, after watching our governor's news conference yesterday, fueling the racism scenario concerning what went on in Minnesota. You know, it's just... It's so scary that our leadership doesn't define problems. What happened in Minnesota was police brutality. Police officers, I know, because I do the vending machines out at the Safety Academy where they train our officers, go through intensive training for a long time on how to handle situations, and this guy threw all his training out the window, and you know, I don't know if it was because this guy was big, did what he did, but threw all of his training out the window, well, he was a bad apple, Jeff. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Was it racism? I doubt it. I think this guy snapped. He did not rely on his training on how to truly subdue an officer, a perpetrator, and he should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. But to keep fueling this racism garbage, instead of calling what it was, and it was police brutality, Jeff, but there was also, from my understanding, a black... black police officer and other minorities along with that police officer, and they did nothing. And, you know, it's just sad, but I really wanted to talk about Kate taking 100 of our state police from throughout the state, and you know there's very few state police in Oregon anyway, and bringing them up to Portland instead of using the National Guard and jeopardizing Oregonian safety throughout the state just because she doesn't like Trump is just ridiculous. I mean, and she should be held accountable for it, Jeff, because what I saw in that cotton picking news conference yesterday was pure politics and lies from our governor, and that's not the kind of leadership we need, making bad decisions all the time. We needed the National Guard there in Portland protecting buildings, and that's all they should have been doing, was protecting buildings from being looted and destroyed. But did she do that?
Right.
Heck no, she didn't do it.
And no, she didn't.
Needs to be replaced.
And I'm telling you, Art, and I need to let you go because I've got to move on to Tim here, but I'm telling you, the fact that she has made this about Trump means she doesn't care about the safety of her citizens. And the fact that she would already overtax the Oregon State Police beyond. And you know what she's doing? She's accusing Ted Wheeler of not having relationships with other cities in the Portland metro area. You know what?
Get it, Jeff.
They're looking out for themselves, Art. And I got to tell you, speaking of cops, and I got to let you go, Art. Thanks, brother. Speaking of cops, a Las Vegas rioter came up behind an officer and shot him in the head. He's in critical condition. St. Louis had 4 officers shot overnight. Did you see the video of the NYPD officer that gets pummeled by a bunch of these rioters until he draws his weapon? You know where it was calm last night? In Minneapolis. Now, why would that be? Because of massive law enforcement and National Guard. And I mean massive amounts. But again, how do we fix this? These riots have been going on a long time in these cities run by liberals. But if it's race rioting, what is fomenting that? Oh, not to mention, and Jim and Tim, I'm going to get to in just a second, I promise. Folks, did you see the stories about all these pallets of bricks showing up, being dropped off by somebody? I mean, pallets. So that means you got to have a truck and you got to have a little portable forklift. You know, like how Home Depot comes and delivers to you your job site, right? Being dropped off in front of where the protesters are saying they're going to be. Now, who's paying for that? Who's coordinating that? Who's coordinating, like the U.S. attorney said, all of this, says the violence is being orchestrated nationally. Who's doing the orchestration? Well, I think we know. I know we have infiltrated these groups. I'm not going to tell you how I know, but I know that we have. And it's time we held them accountable. And it's time we trace the money flow. Does it really go to George Soros or does it go to other people? Whoever it is, they need to be held accountable. Let's go to Tim, as promised. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts today.
Good morning, Jeff. The first thing I wanted to do is talk about the National Guard because I think a lot of people don't understand them. Number one, they can be activated by the federal government and the state. They come under military law. I sat
That's
on
correct.
The first court-martial held in the state of Oregon. They're under military law. So that means they don't function under civil law. So they can do different things, and it's legal.
That's correct.
That.
When you join the National Guard, you sign two documents. One that says you will allow yourself to be placed on active duty, be called up by the president, and another document that says you can allow yourself to be called up by a governor.
Correct. And I think, Jeff, and you probably know this also, I think it's important that the public understands they're under military law, so they will react different. If you give them an order to protect a building, they will do that, period. And they don't care about anything else. If you put their soldiers in a compromising or deadly situation, they will respond where a police officer may have a different response because he's under a different law.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
So if you want something done, you can activate the National Guard because they're local. You can have them probably up and running in less than a day. They have equipment. They have everything. I was activated for Vortex, if you remember that. And we even had units in high schools. We had a Memorial Coliseum, and we would have done whatever needed to be done to make sure they didn't get out of the route that was given to them, period.
So, Tim, in your personal experience, do you believe that a strong show of force with armed National Guardsmen is a strong deterrent of rioters?
Yes, I do. And if you tell the National Guard to clear out an area, okay, I'll do that. I went through an advanced course on civil disturbances like that, and you can clear out that area, period, because that's what your orders tell you to do. And it doesn't make any difference what anything else happens. You're going to clear out that area. You're going to hold that building, and no one's going to take it.
So what's the difference between the cops doing that or the National Guard in your mind?
Well, the biggest issue is that the National Guard, if you take a look at what a police officer has to do in the way he exerts force or exercises force, the military will do that based on what the commander says, not what the law, civil law says. Period.
That is correct. And by the way, and Tim, thank you very much for making some great points, because I need to let you go. We're going to have to move on here. But Tom Cotton, U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, had a great series of tweets last night about how presidents have used the military, not just the National Guard, but the military to quell riots over a long period of time of America's history. And it is appropriate. And all the talking heads out there saying Donald Trump doesn't have the authority to do it, they don't know what they're talking about. All right, friends, I want to remind you that if you have been working on your home during the time you've been locked down by Kate Brown, and you want to get rid of all that debris, concrete, wood, maybe you've just been cleaning up the yard, trimming trees, bushes, take it to Clayton Ward Recycling. Right off the Salem Parkway and Mainline Drive, folks, it's easy in and easy out. You got to pay for some stuff, and some stuff's free. Clayton Ward Recycling. 50 years they've been here. Family owned. Check them out. Monday through Friday, they're open from 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to 3. Clayton Ward Recycling in Salem. Back in a moment with Rebecca and more of your phone calls and some emails when we come back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
ProBioscience, folks, is a great Salem company that uses some of my own personal hemp oil, CBD oil, to make products that benefit you, make your life better. I use them. Now, last night, I should have taken some CBD oil like I normally do. I don't always every night, but I normally do, and it helps me sleep. I didn't take it last night. I used tinctures primarily. And I didn't sleep for the darn last night. And I got to tell you that it works for me. And it works for other people in a variety of ways. ProBioscience has the tinctures that I use, but they also have capsules. And sometimes capsules can be more effective for you, just depending on what your need is. They have topicals. You have pain-relieving roll-ons. I have one of those. You know, I'm 61, and just sometimes I do things to my body because I work out and I try to take care of myself, but I'm always kind of dinging up a muscle here and there. And the roll-ons really help, but they have also creams that are good for you. You know, like I buy them for my mom for her arthritis. It takes the pain away. Chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, stress, nausea, vomiting. These are all things that CBD, very high quality CBD, can help you with. ProBioscience is Salem based. They will guarantee their product to you. You don't always know what you're getting when you buy CBD at some store. You know here because they buy it from the valley. It's processed right here in Oregon, and it's bottled and sold right here in Oregon, all of it. So check it out. Pro-Bioscience.com is the website, and if you order online this month in June using the code DAD, D-A-D, you'll get a 15% discount. Use the code DAD, D-A-D, and get 15% off. Pro-Bioscience.com. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts?
Good morning. I was standing on the street across from the rally for the, you know, they were rallying supposedly in support of the man who got killed, and it was Black Lives Matter at the Capitol on Sunday, and I noticed that as I was talking to people about my sign, which they would come over from the Capitol steps to ask me about my sign, because it said sin to vote Democrat, and then it also said Democrat Negro Project kills. And so they're mostly offended by the word use of the word Negro, and so I was telling them that that's Margaret Sanger's name for her project. And as I was talking about everything, Margaret Sanger was a big Democrat. And over and over and over again, they responded to me that, well, all the racist Democrats went over and became the Republican Party. So they've been told this probably in their schools with the Common Core. They've been told that the Republican Party is now the party of racism and slavery, and that they are the pure and true patriots. And I could not figure out how to get past what they've been taught, even though I tried to tell them, go read Margaret Sanger's writing, go read the, it's like everything is now in the Republican Party is the, they've been taught that that's the most awful part of America is the Republican Party. Anyway, so what I noticed as I was standing there was that over and over again, this pack of, oh, it was probably about six vehicles, several trucks came past. They went around and around the block, and one of the trucks was flying a Trump Pence flag, and one was flying a Confederate flag, and one was had something put in the engine that every time he stepped on the gas, this huge brown cloud issued forth. I was over and over enveloped in this huge brown cloud because he would stop there at the, or all of them would stop for people going across the street, and then they would, he would put his foot on the gas, and it would just envelop everybody in this huge brown cloud.
Was so, that on, were they making a statement against the Black Lives Matter protesters on the steps?
Well, what I noticed is that sometimes the people on the steps cheered them as they went past. I think what they were there doing was they were part of the demonstration, and they were trying to prove this thing that Trump is a Confederate, that the Republican Party is the Confederate people, that we are the who used to be the Democrat Party. And that we are polluting the world, and you know this thing of this truck, the brown air, that that Trump is polluting the earth, and he's going to destroy the earth. I've heard this over and over as I've talked to people on the street.
That's an interesting take of it all. Rebecca, got to let you go because we're kind of at the end of the show. Thank you for standing there and doing that, and for your observations. Rich writes an email asking some questions about similar investigations into other things, like what happened to George Floyd. And a number of things, looking at gang members who were New Orleans police officers. His conclusion is, talk is cheap and we need action to stop all the garbage that's happening. Lee writes a message about, says, I haven't found written proof about it yet, but I remember what's happening is, according to the chaos plan that George Soros is behind. And Jim wrote an email about, he just is thinking about just retiring and resigning from his work because he's tired of the mess. He says the protests have become meaningless. COVID-19 is now a byline of the news, and citizens are less safe than before. Not only have businesses lost huge amounts of revenue, but now in danger of being destroyed. It's ridiculous. It's time for a show of overwhelming force, as Buck Sexton stated. So, friends, look, a couple of things. You do need to pray. You need to pray for this governor that she'll either wake up and see the truth or that she's removed from office. Yesterday, the Oregon Republican Party announced and sent out emails with their petitions to recall her. It's one of the ways you can be a part of trying to right what's wrong here. But let's think about overnight, because I'm not done talking about this business. How do we, because we never really got into it, how do we bridge this gap between those who feel that the system is stacked against them, that it's racist against them, and the pandering politicians like Kate Brown, who reinforce that every day? How do we fight them? Two great advertisers quickly as we go away that you should think about doing. One is still out there. The virus is still out there. Check them out, freedomheatingandair.net. And Eric Azer, righteousrenovations.com. Eric Azer, righteousrenovations.com. I'm back tomorrow, folks, and I hope you are too. Be blessed. Pray. Stand firm. Talk to you tomorrow. State TN's up next. Good morning, Sunday.